tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
Good afternoon. Here we are for another great Maggie Dawn show. So I'm looking forward to being able to talk to you today. I am your special guest host, Tom Palzowitz, and I'm looking forward to taking some of your calls and listening to what you have to hear. But let's start with the biggest news. Let's start with Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz has decided that he doesn't want to be Attorney General anymore, and he's excited to drop out. So that is that he has decided to take a step back because this is what's good for America. At least that's the way I'm going to think about it. But I think the bigger news today is the snow. I don't know how many of you drove and how many of you came out on the roads today, but I think the biggest thing was just being able to drive and then look out for other people that don't know what they're doing. So taking a step back and really thinking about Wisconsin, one of the things that happens to me is that people forget that between the last snow and the first snow, there's this element of learning to drive again. So be careful on the roads out there. So, okay, well, let's get down to it. Got a couple of great guests today. I'm looking forward to talking to Brad Schliakowski from Courage MKE. Okay, I got it. All right. So I'm looking forward to talk to Brad from Courage MKE.
Nice.
And he's currently the executive director of Courage MKE, which is an organization that helps disadvantaged youth, especially LGBTQ youth.
He's going to be on the show at 2:30, and I think what's going to happen after that at 3 o'clock, Chris Larson's going to come on, and Chris is going to help us understand what's going on in Madison. So looking forward to having Chris on the show also at 3. So got off to a little rough start there, but I got the audio going the way I needed to. So, but let's start talking about Matt Gaetz. So one of the things that I like to think about when it comes to Matt Gaetz was this was a trial balloon by Donald Trump to be able to say, is this something that the senators were going to go along with? And I think when Matt Gaetz finally went up and talked to the senators, he realized this wasn't going to work. So now we're looking at it going, okay, who's really going to be the attorney general? But I think this is just the starting point for a number of different appointments. I think some of those appointments are going to go through the same exact thing, probably Pete Hegseth, and maybe some others who I think they're going to get looked at and they're going to decide, is this the hill that we want to die on, talking about the Trump administration, or do we want to get moving on the things that they want to work on? So to me, it's a big win for America that Matt Gaetz is not going to be our attorney general. But I think in addition to that, I think it sets the stage for us to be able to take a step back and say, here's what we think might be happening. A couple of other things that have been on my mind lately. One of the things I wanted to share was one of the reasons I ran for Congress in 2017 was the 2016 election. When I was looking at Donald Trump, I was looking at a person that I didn't feel was really, he didn't really epitomize leadership in my mind. And I talked to a lot of my Republican friends at the time, and I said, why Donald Trump? And they liked the idea that he was going to cut taxes. They could come up with policy reasons at that point. And I went, okay, let's discuss policy. And whenever we would discuss policy, we came to the conclusion that we could agree on most policies. But when it came to character, Donald Trump wasn't the kind of person they really wanted in the White House, but they were willing to take a step back and say, let's do that and see what happens. So Donald Trump was elected. We had him as president from 2017 through 2020. And if you take a step back and really think about what happened when it came to the policies, not much was enacted. I think tax cuts were enacted. There were some other things that really didn't happen, though. I remember the infrastructure week that was supposed to happen on a regular basis that just didn't happen. But it was almost a reactionary element. And we saw that continued reaction was something we had to live with. And then the pandemic hit, and we had to listen to whatever he had to say after that. But let's fast forward to 2024. We have another election. And for the life of me, I can't explain why Republicans would, one, nominate, but not only nominate, elect Donald Trump, knowing that his character is not someone we really want running the country, and that he actually tried to overthrow the country before that. And if it's really about policy, then let's just admit that policy really isn't the driving factor. It's really the things that Donald says and the things that Donald Trump wants to get done in this country. Another thing that I saw happen over the last week was Nancy Mace. Nancy Mace in Congress decided that she was going to start a culture war by talking about bathrooms. Now, I had mentioned that we're going to have Brad Schliakowsky from Courage MKE on the show a little bit later. I went to their gala right after the election, and it was at the Baird Center. And the Baird Center it's brand new, completely refurbished, and they had all-gender bathrooms. And I had never been in an all-gender bathroom, so I decided, okay, not only do I have to go, I have to go check this out. And it was no big deal. Absolutely no big deal. And I realized, like, this is exactly what America needs. You know, if you think of the cost of having to build separate bathrooms in every single building we're building, you know, we really need to move, like a lot of European countries, to just having bathrooms where it's not an issue anymore. But Nancy Mace in Congress has decided to make this an issue. And not only is it a distraction, it's tragic because it's singling out a particular element of our population and saying that they aren't worthy of respect. They aren't worthy of our appreciation and understanding them as human beings. And why the Republicans have decided that this is the way they're going to raise money. This is the way that they're going to make sure that their followers are involved in the culture wars. This is the way they've decided to do this, because you can tell this is a concerted effort and this is going to be going on for a while. So obviously when I have Brad on the show, we'll get to talk about that a little bit more. Also want to talk about the Bucks. I think the Bucks started not so well, looked like they were in a little bit of trouble there. They've now won 4 out of the last 5. I think they've looked a lot better doing it. I'm excited for Chris Middleton to come back. I know he's medically cleared and he's finally going to get to go. I've been a Bucks fan, I think, since the early 70s. I remember the first game I went to, I remember looking up at Robert Parrish, who was playing for the Golden State Warriors at the time, and realizing that man is tall. And I think he was the first 7-foot human being I had ever seen in person. And I remember whatever we're calling the decade of the early 2000s, I'm going to call it the aughts. I remember in the late aughts, I posted on Facebook. I said, am I the only Bucks fan still out here? Am I the only NBA basketball fan still out here? And now the Bucks have really brought NBA back in a great way. But I think they're going to have a great season. I think they're starting to gel. I think Glenn Rivers decided that he has to play the young guys. And I think they're going to be able to shoot better. They're going to be able to defend better. But we'll see what happens. The other thing I want to touch on that I thought has been fascinating to watch since the election, the mention of voter fraud. The mention of voter fraud has dropped to almost nothing, besides Eric Hovde in the Senate election here in the state of Wisconsin. That voter fraud idea has absolutely dropped. And I think one of the interesting things about that is, there's voter fraud when you think you might not win or you're not winning, but there's never fraud. There's never voter fraud when you win. And that's the part I really don't understand, is it just suddenly evaporated and no longer are we thinking about it. I'm curious to know, is of all the Republican operatives that were out there that really went and tried to figure, you know, became poll observers, I wonder what their thoughts are. So if you're out there and you were a poll observer for the first time, I'd love to hear from you today just to get some feedback on what you actually saw. Because I actually worked the elections this year. My wife and I went. And one, there wasn't a lot of turnout because most of the voting had already happened. But the other is nothing out of the ordinary happens. And when you see that's happening, it puts a high level of confidence in what's happening in our elections. And then you know they're actually going to be fair and they're going to be accurate. And I think the last thing I wanted to touch on, at least in this segment, is the Waukesha Christmas Parade. I think all of you remember back in 2021, there was a tragic event that happened during the Waukesha Christmas Parade. And our governor, Governor Tony Evers, has decided that the flag is going to be at half staff today in honor of the people that died in that tragic event. So thinking of Waukesha today, my wife and I were down there last night having dinner at one of our favorite restaurants. Just a great place to be, especially when they start to light up the town. And, you know, with the snow today, it being Christmas and getting close, it's just good to see. So I guess one more thing I just want to talk about is a democracy if you can keep it. And that little saying has been rattling around my head for a while, a democracy if you can keep it. And what it means to me is all the efforts that people put in during the election. I know people want to take a break. I know it's time to take a step back a little bit and enjoy the holidays. But I think we're in for a fight. And what I mean by that is I think we need to fight for democracy. You know, we hear people talking about potential military tribunals. We hear talking about going after and prosecuting the other party or people who've given to the other party. Or just those kind of things. So I think, at least for me, the idea is a democracy, if you can keep it, means what's your part? What's your role? And it's one of the things I thought of when I ran for Congress is what can you do? What can you do that other people can't do? And how do you find that lane? And how do you step into it and be able to understand this is what I'm able to do? So it was great to see people be able to step in this last election. We've got a state Supreme Court race coming up in the spring. So looking forward to that. So if you want to call into the show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Looking forward to some calls. Thanks. Keep on running, 'cause the winner don't quit on themselves.